Great toss up there.
I absolutely love it. Well, anyway, thank you for adjusting your schedule to our schedule this week. You'll be back on next Tuesday. But, hey, thanks so much. Always good, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, buddy. Take care. Everybody stay safe.
Stay safe. That's the important thing. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. And people say, you have a labor union leader on a conservative call-in show? The answer is yes. I love it. He is so good. I did not have time to talk to him about impeachment, but I know that he is a big fan of former President Donald J. Trump. Big supporter of the president. And we're going to find out, by the way, beginning tomorrow. They're going to start the impeachment hearings. Each side will have 8 hours to make their case. I'm not sure what order they're going to do it, but we'll find out. They just decided on the rules about 2 hours ago. Yeah, believe it or not, that's all they've done. They just released it, and they're going to do it beginning tomorrow. That's what's so bizarre about this whole thing. Coming up, Victor Jakes on the subject nobody wants to talk about, believe it or not. And that is nobody wants to talk about this. I've asked, teachers, I've asked all kinds of folks. What happens when these kids can have failing grades because of the online distance learning, and all these kids are failing classes? How do you promote them? And teachers just shrug their shoulders and just say, well, just promote them. We're not going to hold anybody back. I don't know. But Victor Jakes wrote a column today that is absolutely incredible. I urge you to get the online version of the RJ, because it's amazing, amazing stuff. Stay where you are. Victor Jakes coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 531, you can tell it is the rush hour right now. You're pretty much bumper-to-bumper through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Southbound at Desert End, northbound at Spring Mountain, you're really bunched up. Also, heavy volumes there at the Spaghetti Bowl on that transition ramp, leaving Interstate 15 north to go 515 east towards Henderson. Also 515 east at Main Street. Some congestion through there. 215 east at Green Valley. Touch and go. Expect some slow flows there on the Southern Beltway as well. 215 south at Windmill. Those lane restrictions continue. Interstate 11 northbound at Lake Mead. And road work, that's Interstate 15 northbound at Lamb Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball looking for a two-game sweep of Air Force. They won on Saturday 68-58, and the two teams are right back at it this evening. Other Mountain West basketball yesterday in Reno. UNR knocks off Boise State 73-62. Today, the other action, in addition to UNLV Air Force, San Jose State is on the road to take on San Diego State. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they get a 4-3 win yesterday against the Kings. Chandler Stevenson, 2 goals. Riley Smith and Zach Whitecloud also scoring for the Knights, who will open up a 2-game home series against Anaheim, which is set to begin tomorrow. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC,
which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Patients taking Ibrance can develop low white blood cell counts, which may cause serious infections that can lead to
to death. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs that can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to become pregnant. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, it's the subject nobody seems to want to talk about around the Clark County School District. And that is, what do we do with all these kids that are having failing grades? Should we pass them on? You know, third grader gets passed on to fourth grade, but he's only reading on a second degree level. Should we? Victor Jakes is one of the best writers I know of in the newspaper business. He is the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And he wrote today, or over the weekend, I saw it today, and the whole question is, what do we do with these kids who have had failing grades? There's tens of thousands of them that have failing grades. Do you promote them to the next grade, or do you hold them back? And I asked Victor Jakes earlier this afternoon, why not?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at what's happened. We know that last spring was a waste. Superintendent Jarre has admitted as much. You look at the number of students receiving Fs. It's doubled compared to last year. You know, there have been students who weren't even able to get online for months at a time. And so it'd be naive to think that these students have learned a full year's, you know, worth of learning. I think for many students, unfortunately, it just hasn't happened. And so what do you do? How do you make the best of a bad situation? Do you just pretend, oh, no, they're fine. You know, little Johnny who missed out on part of second grade and really didn't get third grade, let's just push him to fourth grade. Or do we say, well, we had a, you know, once-in-a-century pandemic and we got to do things a little different, and let's give little Johnny and Susie a chance and let them repeat the grade that they were in this year. I think it's a vital measure. And, you know, for kids who otherwise are going to be, you know, sent along and shuffled from grade to grade without any learning, it might be their best chance to you know, have a good education.
Now, and by the way, we're not just talking about a handful of students. We're talking about tens of thousands of students, are we not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, you look at what the numbers are. Even in a good year, I mean, you're talking about somewhere around a majority of students not being at grade level. And then you add in, you know, a year of online learning where, you know, you think about a family that, you know, isn't able to afford to have a parent at home. You know, the kid might be watching his younger siblings or, you know, have a hard time connecting to the internet, let alone just, you know, if they're able to do distance learning compared to in-person learning or not. You know, there are a lot of factors against students having a successful school year, and we got to acknowledge that.
I want to go through the analysis that you did based on a third grader. Can you talk a little bit about how a third grader will be impacted by this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about a kid who last year was in second grade. For a lower income kid on average, you know, probably was a half a year behind at least in second grade. Then they lost the last quarter of second grade. Then they've had all of third grade, and, you know, that'll mostly be online. Hopefully, you know, everyone will get back in schools in March. But, you know, say they gained a half a year's worth of learning over this last year. And I really think that's optimistic. I think you're going to have tens of thousands of kids who have regressed or stayed where they were. So basically, you have someone entering fourth grade who's just completed or who's at a second grade reading level. And you're not setting that child up for success because, you know, especially in fourth grade, that's the pivot year where you go from learning to read to reading to learn. And if you don't know how to read, you're just going to be behind and you're just going to struggle with concepts that you would have been able to grasp if you didn't struggle with reading, because you're going to be doing a lot of reading comprehension. You know, the math is not just numbers, it's story problems. Well, you know, how do you get to the math part of it if you can't read the story problem? You know, the English only gets more complicated. So you really have to have a firm foundation. And if you don't have that foundation, you know, if you're a fourth grader with a second grade reading level, I mean, you're setting them up for failure.
So what is the district saying the solution is? Do they bite the bullet and just say, we're going to hold back tens of thousands of students, we're not going to promote them, we're not going to make them next grade's problem? Or this is the possibility that I see that they may want to do is, let's promote everybody, but let's give the kids in the next grade some extra tutoring or some extra help. That seems to be the easy solution to the problem, not the hard one. What is the district saying?
Well, that's what I suspect will happen. I mean, Superintendent Jara has been very opposed to, you know, not promoting students on math. And, you know, he thinks, oh, it's, you know, it's bad for their self-esteem. Maybe in a normal year, the research on that is kind of mixed. Maybe in a normal year that's true, but you literally can blame a once-in-a-century pandemic. It's not a reflection of a student that, you know, the new education system that they rolled out on the fly didn't work. It's not a reflection of their ability or their skills or their parents or their family. It didn't work. Let's everybody give themselves a mulligan. But I think you hit on the key thing right there. What's easiest for the district, and that's what's going to happen most likely, is they're just going to push kids along. They'll say, oh, well, we'll just kind of teach the last grade's worth of material. And, you know, that's right, we'll give them extra tutoring and some summer school. And it's just not going to work. Everybody knows it's not going to work. But, you know, easier for the adults to just shuffle everyone along and just say, oh, no, things are going good. We'll get rid of all graduation requirements. So, you know, our graduation rate will stay high. Never mind that, you know, the kids aren't actually learning anything.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You got to read this column. It is absolutely incredible, whether you have kids in third grade or second grade. My question is, what happens to the kids that are preparing for college? Do we know yet what colleges and universities are going to do about this? I mean, they're going to have an entire group of students that aren't reading on a senior in high school level. They're not doing math on that level.
I think you're just going to see a big difference. You know, if you have a kid who's ready to go to, you know, Harvard or Yale or, you know, one of the California schools, I my assumption is most of them are going to be fine. You know, they're probably able to do distance learning well. I mean, that's what you kind of prepare for in college anyway, is a lot less hands-on instruction. But I think it's the students who were struggling, who maybe, you know, had their sights set on going to a community college, who really needed, you know, this last year of instruction. I think those are going to be the ones who had a lot harder time. And it wouldn't surprise me to see, you know, maybe they never start community college, maybe they start and they aren't able to finish. Because they just, you know, they need more basic skills. And so you're really doing those students a disfavor by just pushing them out through the system instead of saying, look, if you need another year of high school, we'll give you another year of high school to prepare you, for community college, prepare you for a four-year school. That's what would be best for those kids. But again, so many times it's what's best for the adults that takes priority.
That's Victor Jakes, and I love him to death. He is one of the best writers I know of, and his stuff is always thought-provoking. But this was a subject I've been waiting for somebody to step up, because I've been asking all my friends that are like elementary school teachers, first and second grade and third grade, and asking, well, what about these kids that aren't reading on a third grade level or a fourth grade level? Do we promote them? And every teacher I've talked to says, yeah, of course you do. Oh, okay. Whatever. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hey, Chuck, who uses Dollar Loan Center? I mean, do you have a typical customer?
Our customers are from all walks of life, all income levels, full-time people, part-time people, renters, homeowners, you name it. I think most people are surprised that our customers are 50-50 men and women and that our average customer makes over $40,000 a year. I can tell you this, our customers are great people and they're loyal to the DLC.
And how long do people usually keep their loans out?
If they want, they can keep the loan out for up to a year. But since we only charge interest for the time people have the loan out, most people pay it off in a matter of weeks to save the most money.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. By the way, today, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak issued the following statement in response to the introduction of a bill draft request, which would allocate an additional $50 million to support small businesses through the Pandemic Emergency Technical Support, PETS. It's a grant program, so it's where you can apply and they'll actually give you money. You don't have to pay it back. They just give you money. Pete, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. I'm so glad you called. Hi.
All right. Sorry for changing the subject, going back to the last hour, but I just had to chime in about Rand Paul.
Yeah.
I heard that piece you played with him and Chris Wallace, and he handled that knucklehead pretty good. But you got to see how he handled George Stephanopoulos the week before.
We played it.
Unbelievable.
We played it. He was amazing.
Oh, he was awesome. He just peppered him with facts. And Republicans who are running for public office or who are now currently in public office need to start taking notes and pay attention to how he crafts his arguments. Pepper them with facts instead of just throwing bombs. Pepper them with facts. He was great.
I like that. I like that. Pete, thanks, man. Rand Paul is a guy, and I think I've mentioned this before, so this shouldn't surprise you. I have an immense respect for Rand Paul. He's one of these guys. And I've been at a couple of his appearances here in town. One was with Danny Tarkanian, and another, I forget what it was. But, he speaks, and the first 15 minutes of every speech, I'm up there, standing on a chair applauding, The next 15 minutes, I'm kind of scratching my head, but I said, I don't know, but I could live with that. And then the last 15 minutes, he starts talking about pulling all our troops out of the world and reducing our military footprint to that of Norway or Guatemala. And I say, I can't. I can't deal with this. But can I tell you something? On stuff like this, he makes a lot of sense, and he does. He brings facts to the table. And with 2024 kind of up for grabs, not knowing what former president Donald Trump's going to do, there may be an opening for somebody like a Rand Paul that makes legitimate sense. There may be a place for a guy like that. I'm just going to tell you, Rand Paul. When you listen to him, and by the way, you were right, Pete, that thing last week, it was like on one of the Sundays, it was on this week, last Sunday, not yesterday. And he absolutely ripped into George Stephanopoulos, saying, you're supposed to be a journalist, but, blah, 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 blah. And it was really good. By the way, in case you are a bleeding heart Cardinal fan like I am, St. Louis Cardinals, Yadier Molina has inked a 1-year deal to return to the St. Louis Cardinals. So, and for those of you who don't know, I'm a big Blues fan, a big Cardinal fan, and glad to see that Yadier Molina is returning for another season with the St. Louis Cardinals. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Can authorities take your guns out of your home without a search warrant? The Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case regarding exactly that.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been talking about the vaccines and how here in the state of Nevada we've been slow on the trigger. We are picking up steam. We're like 12th from the bottom now. We were like at the bottom of, we were like dead last. Vaccine into arms across our state. Now it looks like it's picking up pace. Dr. Mark Siegel, this is Cut 5, by the way, Jim. Dr. Mark Siegel is the Fox medical expert, was on with Dana Perino this morning, and says that vaccine is a game changer big time. Here it is.
We never thought we were going to get vaccines that were 95% effective. Never. That changes the game. So the rollout of the vaccine changes what COVID will look like in the future, as does the increase of home testing and the ability to know whether you have it or not. You're right. The Super Bowl was a really amazing indication of what it's like to be open with masks, with distancing, with all of the precaution and testing going on. And by the way, I think Florida schools is another example. You just heard from Chicago parents. In Florida, the schools have been open. Not all the kids are coming. But the governor has kept the schools open this year, and the teachers are saying, where's the vaccine? Where's the vaccine? But the thing is, the vaccines are going to be coming to teachers soon, and they're starting to come around the country to teachers.
But Dr. Siegel, so I love it that we have the vaccines and that they're getting out there, and hopefully everybody will be willing to get them and we'll get that going. But I think what is frustrating for people, and I'll put myself in this category, is, you know, going to a big event with your fellow American, it's with everybody in masks, you really take away human interaction in a way. I'm not down on masks. I will wear the mask. I'm just saying that it's hard to communicate. You can't read each other's faces. Is that what we're talking about? That even if you get the vaccine, because of these other strains, that kind of event last night is what we're going to see going forward everywhere else?
Dana, that's a great point. That's where we're going to start. But let me tell you something. There is a study out of the United Kingdom that shows that the AstraZeneca vaccine, even the first dose, decrease transmission from one person to the next by 67%. Here's why that's relevant. If these vaccines stop spread, not just severity, they're definitely keeping you out of the hospital, Dana. In Israel, 30% of people have been vaccinated. There's a decrease of hospitalizations by 30%. So they keep you from getting too sick. But if they decrease spread, you're going to be able to relax a little bit about that. Yes, the mask, but not the mummy feel. And you're right, you can't read people's faces through a mask. I've been vaccinated, and I have to be honest with you, even with all the COVID around, I'm feeling more protected than I did before. It's a huge psychological lift.
Of course.
And that's where we're heading.
I like the way he's talking, that the vaccine is a game changer. Coming up tomorrow on the program, very excited, State Senator Scott Hammond will join us, and we'll talk about